Throughout her address to the National Press Club, Sally McManus drew upon specific examples of workplace arrangements she says are the byproduct of weak workplace laws.
Journalists, even those working for famous mastheads, are often employed as freelancers with few rights. Delivery drivers using apps have less rights than workers 100 years ago. Cleaners are told to get ABNs. Tradies' jobs have been farmed out to labour hire. Over half the academics in many of our universities have no job security. Multinationals use contracting out to force down wages and sidestep bargaining. Productivity goes up, but wages do not. Company profits and CEO salaries are soaring. Wages are flatlining. This is inequality.
Under the ACTU's Change the Rules campaign, workers in casual jobs would have to be given permanent positions after 6 months. She says too many Australians are trapped in insecure work because they're given no other option by their employer. Sally McManus said successive coalition governments had plundered workers' rights, and she accused the Turnbull government of employing people at the Fair Work Commission who are highly sympathetic to big business and not worker rights.
The Fair Work Commission has been stacked. Just last year, the 14th new commission member was appointed by the coalition government. Too many of these appointees have backgrounds from the extreme end of big business. No wonder working people are now calling it the Unfair Work Commission.
The ACTU secretary outlined a litany of problems that she said the Turnbull government is ignoring.
Stolen wages, workers exploited, jobs casualised, commissions stacked and politicised, wages cut, equal pay denied, bargaining failing, poverty wages, workers dying. This is what the Turnbull government is ignoring. This is our national crisis, and it will get worse if we do not change. Yet Prime Minister Turnbull rejects any move towards repairing our broken workplace laws.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the rate of casual employment has not risen despite the claims by Sally McManus.
The rate of casual employment is the same that it's been for a very long time. So what Sally McManus is seeking to do and what Bill Shorten want to do is they want to increase the power of trade unions. That's all they want to do. They don't care about the vast majority of Australians who are not members of a union. They don't care about the level of employment. They have got one objective, and that is to increase the power of militant trade unions. And of course, if Shorten was Prime Minister, they would be running the country.